All right. Live from the Woodford Reserve Musers Campound, the masses are assembling. Gordon is here. Donovan is here. Jake is here.
What a do.
Wow.
Jake's first official words at his first official campground. He's like a newborn baby.
I feel like I just got pranked.
How did those first words go? Did you feel good?
Yeah, great.
What was it like?
They landed.
Okay.
They totally landed.
What do you mean you just got pranked?
Dan sent me to a sporting goods store to to try to pick up a kit to start a fire that he had ordered online. They were very confused by this. They did not have the kit.
What happened to
Didn't you go pick it up?
What happened to two sticks?
Yeah, I thought you were the master of starting fires. I didn't know this whole time you've been doing it with a magic trick kit.
He lives very close to this particular store.
Oh, okay.
Not that much closer than you, but closer.
Hmm.
So I was there for about 40 minutes.
Did it work out?
It did not.
Okay.
The kit is not in our possession.
I'll just use wood.
Okay.
And
I'll do it.
Donovan said, can you go by a local fast food eatery and pick me up a frozen drink?
Yep.
What are you? Are you like the runner?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what?
Rookie hazing where everybody sticks you with a check.
We'll send them for turkeys. To.
I guess, man. Okay.
Man.
Have you seen Jake in person?
How did we not get in on this?
Yeah, because we've been mixing.
They're in studio.
The
y'all
weeks.
Both in studio, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
So very,
look at Gordon.
No fly list.
I know.
I need a Wall Street Journal from last Tuesday, please.
Yeah, just go find it. It's out there somewhere near your house.
You are closer to me, so.
Everybody's first time at the camp out, they have to do a scavenger.
Okay, so Gordon, I'm glad you're here because my son, my youngest son, he listens every now and then. Mm-hmm. But he does like to listen to you. He thinks that, unlike most people around the Metroplex, he thinks that you're very fun. Okay? So
I'm testing well with that demo.
Does he use the derogatory term lacking? Because that was awesome.
That Scarface was just lacking, bro.
He got caught lacking.
Caught lacking,
so
bro.
He doesn't talk to you that way all the time, right?
No.
Okay.
No, but I think he
does. Love that, though.
That was so good.
What? I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with Tony Montana. Nothing.
Security was lucky. Just got caught.
Yeah. That's his only fault.
Get rich or die trying, yo.
With Bob trying to find every little sliver of daylight to insert some sort of moral.
But there's a lesson to be learned here, right? Yo. Yeah,
what?
Don't get got.
Yeah, don't get got, Dad.
Don't get high on your own supply, Pop. Whatevs.
So my youngest, he fancies himself a Gordon fan, and I said, well, this is a perfect opportunity for you to be able to ask Gordon a couple of questions. And so he was like, okay. I was like, how about five questions? Five questions for Gordo.
Is this the one of your kids that yelled the cuss word at the teacher?
I've never heard that.
Yeah,
that's your kid?
Is it that one?
Yeah, isn't that great?
God.
I know.
And why would you let that be played on the radio?
I'm a horrible dad.
Why were you rolling?
Right. In kindergarten.
Because he told you he was going to say it?
Yeah, watch
so
this,
like,
old man.
I'll roll on it if
check
you do it.
Yeah, bro, and I'll play it all the time on the radio.
Dude, I'll roll it. I'll teach her for teaching third grade.
You bitch! Yeah,
jeez,
Lena, let's
man.
Go. Let's
Too
leave,
much.
Van.
Too much.
It was awesome.
We're
you nailed
here.
That one.
Grab your coat. We're
yeah,
out here.
Yeah. You want an ice cream?
You earned it.
Okay, let's go at Scarface.
Oh, boy. Okay, so are you prepared? Are you ready?
I guess so.
So here he is. He's 11. Or he just turned 12 a couple of weeks ago. All right, so.
So it's five questions.
Five questions.
From 12-year-old Van.
Yes. So here we go.
All right.
Hey, Mr. Keith. I'm a big fan of yours, and I have a few questions for you. You make radio seem pretty easy. Did you grow up knowing in that business, or did you discover your talents later on in your life?
Okay.
That's two questions.
That's a very good question.
Fair enough.
All right. First of all, no, I did not know I was going to be in radio when I grew up. And
you don't have to be so harsh to my kid. Just be nice to him. He doesn't know. He doesn't know
Mr.
these things.
Keith.
Yeah, Mr. Keith.
There's no way he would call me Mr. Keith. naturally. This is clearly you prodding him to call me that.
You're ridiculous.
Know.
You're being ridiculous.
He would ridiculous. Call me bro or something
he
like that.
He respects his elders, especially my my coworkers.
What was the other part of his question? Did I discover my talents later in life?
Yeah.
There's no way to answer that question.
Well, it's a yes or no.
He's gathered by the radio right now waiting for
yes.
your answer.
Yes, I told him 5:30. Listen.
There is no way. Around. There's no way. He did that. Corby shoved a piece of paper in his hand.
This is ridiculous.
And said, read
Are
this.
Are you not going to answer the question?
And he read it, and he has no memory of even reading these
well,
questions.
Well, we don't know that yet. Let's hear the second
okay.
question.
So, yeah. Answer second part of that is no, I did not discover any talents later in life.
God. All right. Question number two.
This is going to get worse.
I am a lot like you in that I pay attention to the royal family. I've always been fascinated by their lives, and especially Prince William and Prince Harry, and their problems dealing with the crown. So why do you call Camellia Parker Bowles the tan palm woman?
Okay.
That's pretty straightforward.
It's first
legit.
Of all,
oh my God.
It sounds like Macaulay Culkin trying to rush through his lines on Home Alone 3 or something. Because
uh-huh.
you've shoved the script in front of his face. Clearly he has no knowledge of me calling Camilla Parker Bowles tampon woman, or Camellia, whatever he called her.
He's a
tampon woman.
Why
Van,
you...
if you're by the large console Magnavox radio there at the Davidson household listening right now.
The Gordon Bennett.
Yeah, your Gordon Bennett and all your friends who took off from in-school learning. Do they still do that?
Uh-huh. Why do you call her that? He wants to know.
Van, Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles, while they were married to other people, would often have sex talk on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And Prince Charles, at one point during these tapes that were recorded and later released, issued the erotic line that he wished that he was Camilla Parker Bowles' tampon.
Oh, okay. That's a fair enough answer.
There it is. And you know what? He got his answer. That's all he wants.
Right.
Yes.
Inquiring minds.
And Van, if you want to know what a tampon is,
okay,
ask
on.
Your mom or break into your parents' medicine chest there and look for the thing that has the little mouse tail. Well, wait.
I asked the teacher that he cursed out.
Wouldn't he be a tampon man then?
Yes.
She's not really a tampon woman.
Well, so, I mean,
all
most women.
Women
are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Until a certain point, which is where Tony...
Tony
that's
K.
Right. That's when we turn it over to Tony for Van's question.
His head just popped up.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Here we go. He's like poured like a freaking quadruple drink.
They're calling me in.
Now it's time. All right, good. I think that's a fight. Hang on.
Oh God, that was only question two.
Let's see. Oh, I got a text from him. He says, thank you. All right.
Oh, okay. Look at that.
All right, here is question number three.
Hey, Gordon. It's me, Van, again.
Oh, now I'm Gordon.
Thanks for answering the tampon question.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That took a lot of courage.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Just like most kids, I love Christmas. A lot.
Okay.
And your portrayal of Santa Claus around Christmas time has always made me laugh. At first, I was confused because you made him sound like a horny alcoholic drug addict who always had problems with Mrs. Claus.
What are you doing?
But then my dad told me that stuff was all true. That Santa has been to sex therapy and been to Betty Ford Clinic multiple times.
Oh, God.
Do you think he will ever kick his smack problem? And is he the horniest old man in the history of mankind?
What are you doing, your kid?
Would you let him finish
the question?
This
Why
is
are
a,
you doing this to him?
This is
curious.
A sixth grader wanting
you
to know something.
You understand that childhood is a precious time that is very, very finite.
Would
and
you
he will spend the rest of his life trying to get back to that garden of
Let this
Eden?
Young man finish his question.
You're
He's
forcing
to
him
hero.
To talk about
he loves you.
Santa with a smack problem and being horny.
Hang on.
Okay. Kick his smack problem. And is he the horniest old man in the history of mankind? How many other guys his age are popping Viagra and going full Jeffrey Toobin 4 or 5 times a day? Is that why Santa is magic? Thanks, Gordon.
Yeah, that was your question number three, Van.
What was the question?
Yeah, every question is one question in 27 parts.
Uh-huh. Look, he's a little boy. He doesn't understand the subsets.
Machine gun question, Kelly. All right. What was the question?
Is that why he's magic?
Yeah, is that why he's magic?
Yes.
How many?
Next question.
How many other old men are doing those types of
all
things?
All of them.
Is he the horniest old man?
No. Norm is the horniest of all old men.
Okay.
And then Santa is second.
You sound frustrated. This is a young boy who looks up to you.
Your kid shouldn't be reading about Jeffrey Toobin.
Five times a day.
Yeah. All right. Question four. Are you ready?
Yeah,
You're
I guess.
Still here?
I guess.
All right.
That was a great answer.
Oh.
Thanks, Gordon.
Thank you.
I know that as a human race, we are all into weird things. Take me, for example. I like donuts, but only the only chocolate ones. But I've noticed that you have a strange obsession with John Wayne Gacy, Jeffrey Dahmer, Charles Manson, the BTK killer, Jack the Ripper, Ted Bundy, and the Night Stalker. So why are all your mentors white?
Mentors. Yeah, that is a lot like just liking chocolate donuts.
I think what he's saying is, are you racist?
We're all different. All different in ways, right?
Are you racist?
Some people
because
like
of this?
Donuts. Some people like serial killers. Yes.
But white ones.
But white ones. Yeah.
But white ones.
You're only into those. He's noticed that. He's picked that up over the years listening.
Okay, you just love powdered sugar donuts.
Yes,
like,
I love powdered sugar
everything
donuts.
Everything white with you, Gordon.
That's
legit.
Right. Can you name three serial killers of color? See how I worded that. Has that term ever been said?
No.
Do you ever try to be progressive when you're talking about serial killers?
Yeah, why aren't you into the D.C. sniper
the guy
the same
from
way
Atlanta.
You're into the BTK
the
killer?
Atlanta. He was a serial killer
there you go.
Of color.
That's
yeah.
two.
And you're not
and
into
the,
him.
And the Wayne Williams. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Okay, so.
Hey, Jay.
And Wendy Williams. Mm.
O.J. Simpson.
He's not a serial killer. That was a
he
mass.
Two people right
that's a
there.
Mass murderer.
Yeah.
That's not
Dorner.
A serial killer.
See, he's justifying his racism
yeah,
right now.
Stop giving O.J. too much credit.
He doesn't belong.
He doesn't belong in the category with those other
heroes.
Heroes. Mentors. Or is that your answer? I don't know if you answered
what's
it correctly.
What's the answer? The answer is I'm not obsessed with
serial killers.
Wait, why can't I say that?
I'm not
obsessed with serial killers.
What about the white ones? All your heroes are white.
I don't see color.
Okay.
When MLK said that we're going to judge serial killers by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, I took him seriously.
All right, well, let's get to question five.
Oh, God.
I really enjoy how you make the other guys on your show uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
I think you are the top of your game whenever you fake vomit. Did you practice that a bunch as a kid? Did you ever take a fake vomit class during your brief embarrassing run at the University of Dallas? And could you please fake vomit on the air for me? Also, did you know my dad vomited all over my grandpa after dad ate too many ding-dongs on a camping trip when he was a little boy? It is now described in the history books as the, and I quote, Daddy's Ding-Dong Cabin incident. Supposedly, my grandpa was shirtless and somewhat enjoyed the whole process.
Dude, what are you doing?
Anyways. Thanks, Gordon.
This is going to be like State Exhibit A at the CPS hearing.
No doubt. What was the question again?
Gosh.
He was shirtless and enjoyed it.
He's already got his 12-year-old doing the rant.
Right.
So
I don't even know what his question was.
Will you fake vomit, and were you aware of that story?
No, and I didn't go to the University of Dallas. Isn't that a religious school?
I don't know.
It is.
Look, he gets things confused. He's just a young boy.
No, it was your script. You forgot to put University of Texas in
He may
Dallas.
Have skipped a word. I don't know what you're talking about.
Was the teleprompter rolling while he was doing that?
It
was a full-blown production.
So do you want to hear the actual audio of when he read that last line about his grandfather enjoying it?
Yeah. Did you have to edit out his laughter and stuff?
Oh, here you go.
Okay.
Was shirtless and somewhat enjoyed the whole process. What the hell?
Oh my gosh.
We're all thinking it, bud.
He's raising two little Corbies. It's like any hope for generational improvement has just been wiped away.
I'm good, though.
They know the Ding Dong Daddy story.
It they don't.
Galls me that you've been a success in this life.
You can't stop.
And they're learning bad lessons from you that all this pays off.
Well, look, I appreciate your candor.
Don't pronounce it candor.
Like a condor.
Candor.
I appreciate your candor.
Wow.
Well, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Let's come back because we lost a good one. Not a dead, a coworker. Next.
Coworker died?
No.
Damn.